better get ready, Tom.
Are you recording?
Let's go.
All right. So for Christmas, I got my mother some glass hummingbird thing that I don't know anything about. That just like the glass it contains this pickle jar. Johnny, what did you get your mother for Christmas?
That was the intro?
Yup.
I bought my mom a...
What are you, from Britain? Hit us with some Britain accents now.
I bought me mom some gifts. I'm not good at...
Get out of my mom's car.
I bought me mom some new...
I was just saying an accent.
I bought her a bunch of shit. I bought her, what did I buy her? I can't picture it now. I bought her some earrings, some pajama sets, because the older you get, I think you appreciate a good silky pajama.
Yeah, I honestly would rather
Nothing sexy.
As a kid, I didn't want clothes, but now I want work pants and I want, like, good coats.
I asked for socks for Christmas, legitimately.
I actually have a... good ass pair of socks.
Love socks.
But I have some nice warm socks now I'm wearing for the winter.
Well, anyway, Tom, tell us who you have today. Who's on the show?
On the show today is Henny Milk, my boy John Boy. K Dill's not joining us because, like, he never does, really. He's on a leash. Whipped! Intern, throw some whip sound effects in there for us. So yeah, for us, it's around Christmas time when you hear this. It's probably not going to be, because,
New year, new us.
New year, new us. So we're going to do, the podcast is going to be, like, once a week, once every 2 weeks, depending on how it goes.
Let's start with 2 weeks.
Two weeks, we'll be consistent. Dap up, dolphin, finger, you know.
Yeah, we do. We finger each other.
Always. If you can't finger your boys, who can you finger?
You know, like my mother always used to say, you can finger yourself, you can finger your family, but you can't finger your friends. Or I think it was about picking your nose. I don't remember. Anyway, what's the first thing on the, what do we got on the docket?
I'm going to come at you with a conspiracy theory right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I came up with it completely by myself. I was just high, thinking about some stupid shit. Smoked some bud. I was like, you know? Because you know how we learned about, we were at K Dill's New Year last year. We learned MF Doom died. Rip him. Rip MF Doom. One of my favorite artists. I think you agree as well. One of the best of all time.
Top five favorite rappers.
Hell yeah. So after he died, you know, I was like, you know, MF Doom always played the part of the villain, right? He was always like, I'm a villain. And I was like, maybe he's not dead. Right, and he perfected his death just to make an album about being dead, right? And then I watched some videos, right? So I was watching this video, like talking about MF Doom, and he's like, he did three concerts that the video talked about three concerts, and every time it was MF Doom's performance, that he had his mask on and everything, and then after the show was done, they took the mask off, and it wasn't MF Doom, it was some other rapper that MF Doom gave the mask to rap for him.
It says he's had 41 concerts, which is honestly kind of crazy considering how long he performed for.
Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking, I just came up with this conspiracy. It's probably not true. I was just fucked up and thinking, like, he's not really dead, and he's going to make another album, like Under Doom or some stupid shit. Like, he faked his death. And he's going to come out with a new album after, like, in a couple, like, years or maybe months.
This is a real thing because the first post I clicked on Google, so it's a thing that he would have imposters perform?
Yeah. There was the three big shows I saw, in big, major cities.
Like three, some New York City shit, some LA, yeah. And some Texas type shit?
Yeah, like Philadelphia. Big cities, he didn't go to perform. He had someone else take off the mask after the show was done. And like, yo, it's me! Instead of MF Doom.
They just start booing him?
I don't know about that. But, so, like...
Well, you know, there's plenty of fake fans who are just like, yeah, I guess that's Doom!
So I'm thinking, like, maybe he isn't dead and he's just faking his death to, like, come out with an album about faking his death. Because he's always played the part of the villain. Mad villain. It's always like, I'm evil. I'm not, like, I'm not good. I'm doing whatever I want because I'm evil. I'm a villain. I'm doing what I want to do. Whatever. I never show my face. We know his name because, like,
You gotta spell it. Yeah, all caps when you spell it.
Yeah, but, like, we know about him. But, like, he's going to play the part of the villain. He doesn't care about what anybody else thinks. He wants to do what he wants to do. So, like, if he came out, if he faked his death just to come out with some banging album, that'd be dope. Truthfully, he's dead.
He's dead. So you just went on for like 5 minutes just to debunk your own theory.
But no, maybe he isn't though. Like really, I was high. Leave me alone. But like maybe he isn't. You know, he could be like out there and about just fucking crafting, like putting fucking blocks together, Lego building. He's gonna build a fucking like anything he wants. He's gonna bring out a new album, and it's going to be fucking fire, because everything Doom posts is fire.
We're not getting another album. And that's why I can't sleep at night. It might be because of my
past. If he faked his death.
Maybe it's my trauma. Maybe it's me not getting another Doom or Mac Miller album. Either way, they're dead, and I'll never get them back.
I watched a video about Mac Miller's death, too. I was fucked up. So I did watch a video about his death and like how he like all the text messages and events that led up to it. I didn't do anything about Doom's death. I was just watching how like Doom has like crazy ass rhyme schemes. Like he always like he plays with his rhymes instead of actually just rhymes how everyone wants him to. Like he's like he won't rhyme with another word. Like he'll just start a new rhyme scheme in the middle of a rhyme. It's crazy.
Come up with a rhyme scheme in a rhyme right now, Tom.
Dude, come on.
Come on.
I can't. I'm not Doom. I'm not Doom. I'm not Doom.
Come on.
I'm not Doom. I'm not Doom.
I'm going to play a beat.
I can't. No. You do it.
No.
Nah, come on.
MF Doom type beat.
Nah, come on. I can't. I'm not Doom.
Wait, I can't play the bubbly commercial.
I'm not Doom. I can't do it. I'm not Doom.
Come on, Tom. Come on, Tom.
I'm drinking root beer 99, so I'm trying to catch a fine. My girl's a 9. Trying to make a record. I got nothing else.
Well, you know what, Tom? I'm going to give you this. Started off kind of clutch.
I am drinking root beer 99s. For on the spot shit, I threw some shit out.
Yeah, all right. So that was the rap segment.
So what do you got this time? I threw one of mine out. I got some more shit to talk about, but what's your one on there?
Tim Burton.
Who the fuck is Tim Burton?
Nightmare Before Christmas. Edward Scissorhands.
I know Edward Scissorhands.
But you don't know Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't know. Dude, I can't remember.
But you know Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, absolutely. My boy.
What else is there?
Let me check my notes.
We want to talk about dreams again?
I don't have any more dope dreams to talk about. Unless you got one, you can bring it up.
I have one part that I remember that I wrote down.
I can talk about monkey brain, though.
Yeah, monkey brains. What? Tom, segue off of dreams. And go, speaking of dreams and in your brain, monkey brain.
This is uncut, so you're already talking
Segway.
About it.
Segway. That's the joke.
Speaking about dreams,
I didn't talk about it yet.
I don't give a fuck about your dreams, bro.
I didn't talk about them
your
yet.
Your dreams won't come true.
I fought someone in a beer costume on the highway with a scooter over them not giving me my cell phone back.
A beer costume as a can of beer or bears in like a wilderness?
Not like a drinkable one or a drinkable one, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting it all over my face. No, like a grizzly bear. It was a grizzly bear on a scooter.
And you fought who?
I fought him.
Who's him?
The grizzly bear
in
man.
A bear costume?
It was a man in a grizzly bear costume.
Oh, I thought you were in the bear costume.
I was like, give me my phone back, and he wouldn't. So
you
I fucking
him
fought
up?
Him. Yeah.
Oh, did you win or lose?
I don't remember. I didn't even write that down.
So, speaking about dreams, all of them come from your brain, right? So we're going about monkey brain, because they probably
had intro! It's monkey time! Talk about brains.
So, in this, I think it's, I don't know if it's the Philippines or the Indonesia or something, but some island in Asia, right? There's, you can eat monkey brain there. And, how they do it is,
You already talked about this. It's on the last episode.
That's on That's Fucked. That's on That's Fucked.
No, it's not.
Bullshit.
No, it's not. It's literally on the uncut episode. It's on the first episode that's coming out.
Is it really?
Yes, I thought you had more to talk about.
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, no.
Okay, then we'll go about something completely different, because the segue's fucked. We're going to talk about...
Let's hear it.
Here we are. So, I do, I go to class for,
You think we'll get COVID if we kiss?
I don't have COVID, so probably not.
Yeah!
So, for,
Intern, insert the smooch sound effect. Listeners can't see it right now, but Tom looks cool smoking nicotine.
You can whack that while I tell my story, and you can tell your story about a similar situation.
I got a story.
Because I know you have them. I know you have them.
Were you raped too?
Only once. I wasn't raped. It was more like, you know. It was
molested.
It was weird. Did I talk about that on any of them?
On That's Fucked, you talked about it, actually.
So it was never brought up? I'll talk about it after.
Yeah.
Next episode, Johnny's starting off about Christianity.
And on top of it, to caveat from that, Christianity, I got a story about the time my best friend in middle school came out to me. And boy, did he ask me some weird questions.
What?
Oh, yeah, I got dirt.
Johnny's got some dope shit to talk about the next
Hell
episode.
Hell yeah, I do.
But we got to put a lid on it this time. Next episode, the fresh lid's open. It's going to be Johnny talking about his conversion to Christianity that he didn't follow through with, because look at him now.
Look at me now, Dad.
And his friend coming out to him. I might have a coming out story. No one ever came out to me.
Are you going to come out next week?
Maybe.
Yeah, Tom's
nah,
gay.
But my friend recently told me some kid came out to him in middle school who we were all boys with. I'll talk about that, but I won't say any names because I can't talk about it like out of respect. I can't talk about any names, but he told me it was mad awkward, so maybe I'll talk about that.
I'm using first, middle, and last names.
Oh, shit. Social security number two?
And email.
Damn.
Yup.
So, what was the name of his first pet?
Jose.
No one names their pet Jose.
He did.
Was it a hamster or something?
I don't
stupid?
Remember. He had a turtle.
I used to have a turtle, and then they all froze to death in the garage. Let's put a lid on it.
Yeah,
we can't talk about it. Yeah. Put a lid on it. It's over.
Yeah, fucking put a thumb on that pee-pee hole.
Shout out Canada. Shout out India. If you're still our top viewers. If you're still our top viewers. If not, still shout out to you guys.
Don't say ours. This is your show. Yeah.
The top viewers. If you guys aren't anymore, get back on track. We're banging out here. Fucking legends.
Yeah, we're banging legends.
Yeah, always
I'm
banging legends.
I'm fucking Ric Flair right now.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm fucking the whole country of Sydney.
Whoa. She sent me a video earlier.
Of what?
Her not wanting to jog and I just ignored it.
Oh, yeah. I left her on red for like a week now.
A couple days ago she got mad. She's like, don't leave me on red. I'm bored. So I just left it on red.
Hell yeah.
Yeah! Close this jar.
Jar's done.